This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, the official kickoff of the summer. We're glad you're tuning in with us, our friends in Ann Arbor at WLBY 1290, Ann Arbor's talk station, and up in Whitehall, the northern part of our listening area, Greater Muskegon's Big Talk 1490. I'm Jop. He's Bob. We're the Grillin' Guys, and we are going to smoke up your backyard this morning. But right now on the phone, we're going to jet out to the East Coast and talk to our favorite Goomba from the New Jersey Broadcasting Association and several other distinguished organizations. It's Big Paulie. Good morning.
Hey, yeah, Bobby, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. How you doing?
Oh, you know what? We got a most beautiful day, a little breeze. Nothing but sunshine. It's going to be a great Memorial Day weekend, a great weekend to fire up that grill, baby.
Yeah, we got a little liquid sunshine here this morning and this afternoon, supposedly, according to our weatherman. But it's going to blow through, and we're going to get some of that sunshine as well.
Good for you guys. And I got to tell you, I've been listening to you guys all morning, and I'm just so proud of how you're remembering the sacred holiday. Too many people don't know, and I think, Bobby, I don't know if you said it the job, but, you know, you got to tell your children, your grandchildren, you got to make them appreciate what's going on here. You know, no matter what you're doing, take a moment and educate our young people as to why we have the sacred holiday and why we're allowed to celebrate it, because of the backs and the blood and because of the sacrifices made by our brave servicemen, including the airmen, I want to say, Bob. I had a little note yesterday from you, and I appreciate you pointing that out. But everybody, whether it's a soldier, a sailor, an airman, a marine, a guardsman, a coast guardsman, merchant marine, just, you know, a family member of theirs that may have passed in service, or even if you just see a man in uniform or a woman in uniform or anybody that you think would appreciate a little pat on the back, this is a great weekend to do it. So let's not forget, because like I always say, you know, this country stands proud. We saved the world from the cruel grip of tyranny at least three times in the last 100 years, and we preserved freedom because of the blood of countless brave Americans. So I just wanted to say that and get that off my chest first.
Well, thanks,
so anyway,
Paulie.
Gentlemen.
Thanks, Paulie. And, you know, as you say that, the military is swarming in on me. I've got an ex-Army officer here on the show with me, Denny Gillum. I'd like to introduce you to. And there's an ex-Air Force officer who's standing behind the control booth who came in smiling as soon as you said airman. So
you stroked it right there, pal.
Guys.
God bless all your families doing. Thank you so much for what you've done and what you all continue to do.
Yeah, well, so what are you going to be grilling this weekend, Paulie?
You know, I got to tell you, you're going to laugh at me. It's Memorial Day, okay? It's hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken, but you know, you can't beat that. You know, but with that being said, I always think that kebabs are a lot of fun, and you can do it with chicken and beef, you know. I think that's one of the most fun things to make. Everybody enjoys them. They serve up really nice. A little bit of prep time involved, but it's worth it. And, you know, I don't know how you, Bob, you know, one of the things I do, people, the most important thing, first of all, is to get a good piece of meat. I like my kebabs out of filet mignon. People think I'm crazy, but hey, it's just what it is. But I like them with a very simple, I actually use a little bit of honey, a little bit of ginger, and a little bit of, you can get any kind of a good dressing that you can marinate them in for a little while. And but I like putting a little bit of ginger on them. I think it just does something, especially on a grill. It just, you know, makes the flavor explode, especially with the vegetables. You get some yellow peppers, red peppers, green peppers, some nice onions, mushrooms, and nothing. It's probably one of the easiest things to make. It just takes a little bit of time to get it set up.
Yeah, you know, Paulie, shish kebabs or kebabs on the grill are a great way to prepare both the vegetables and the meat together. But one of the tips that we've learned a while ago is you need to create a little bit of space between when you load your skewer, if you will. Don't pack everything right up against each other, because
that's right.
What happens is it doesn't cook in between. You get the outside done, and then the sides, if you will, that are on the skewer don't cook. But if you create just a little bit of space, maybe like a quarter inch between each piece of meat and each vegetable, then it gets cooked through. That's just a really good tip that we learned when we're using the skewers and the kebabs.
Paulie, if you go to our website,
right.
if you go to our website and look up Charlie Jabor's shish kebab recipe, it's a wonderful shish kebab recipe. It's a marinade that's really a Middle Eastern marinade, which shish kebab is.
Oh,
but,
wow. Yeah,
but if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, heard each and every Saturday around the state of Michigan right now. And we're talking with our friend Big Paulie from the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And, you know, Paulie, if you have a circular grill, there are skewers that are made out of cable. And I can't think of the brand right now, but there's pretty much one company that makes them. You'll see it at all the grill shops. But it's a little poker, and then it looks like a needle and thread. You just basically make your skewers. They're about 3 feet long, and you just string everything on there. And then you can, like, let's say you got a Kamado cooker or a Weber kettle or something like that. You can literally ring the thing with a kebab while you grill in the middle.
It's almost like a fish stringer.
Yeah,
it is. It's got the little metal point on it, and you just slide your vegetables and your food on there. But yeah, it makes really good use of the space on the grill.
Well, that's true. But you know, you guys know I don't have any problem with space.
yeah. Multiple grills is better than one. I get it. And the bigger, the badder, the better. Yeah, you bet.
And my wife won a big grill at a contest last year. We just fired it up last week, brand new. It's amazing. I don't even know the name of it, but I got to tell you something. It's got so much surface area, and it's nice when you're cooking to have that kind of surface area. You're not squishing everything on top of each other. You can cook things, you know, especially when you have a big crowd like I have every Sunday. But what are you guys doing for this Memorial Day out there that's so special in Michigan?
Well, I picked up some wonderful whole chicken breasts yesterday at one of my favorite meat shops, and I also picked up some choice prime ribeye. I mean, ribeye steaks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play around. I'm trying to build a new design for a grill, and I got a prototype in my garage. And I'm going to try and finish it up this afternoon and test it on the chicken breasts and on the ribeyes.
Because try some balsamic vinegar on that ribeye. It's like a little bit of a porcini rub of balsamic vinegar. Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
A porcini rub is
to make that ribeye explode.
A porcini is a mushroom, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to prepare it a little bit. In fact, you know, my friends at the Capitol Grill do a great job with it. On this site, we can take a look. But it's basically they take the mushroom, and it's a little dry it out. They crush it. They mix it in with a beautiful old balsamic, a very sweet balsamic. And it's so rich, and they marinate it a little bit, they rub it, they put it on the grill, and it just sears in the flavor. And it's something you would never, for years, I never wanted to try it. Thank God I did. And I got to tell you, even just adding a little balsamic, even without the porcini, it just does something to the flavor. It just brings out, and particularly in the ribeye, the way it's marbled.
Okay, I'm going to try and make that rub today, and I'll try that. We have a sponsor, Old World Olive Press, that stores all over Michigan, and they give us a fantastic 18-year-old balsamic. So I'm going to use that 18-year-old balsamic from Old World Olive Press. Paulie, we're out of time. June 19th, come out and golf with me and Dick Vermeil if you get a chance.
Hey, I'd love to do that. Gentlemen, you know, we're having our 65th anniversary of the New Jersey Broadcaster Association. And, you know, you guys are invited. We're going to be in Atlantic City on the 12th and 13th at Caesars. We're going to have Steve Forbes there as our honored guest, getting our Howard L. Green Award, the Humanitarian Award.
Well, listen, dude.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll do it if I can. So much appreciated you calling in and sharing with us. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's Big Paulie. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back. How do you
like me now? This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.